Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We are back on The Week in Philly, and last week we dug into those impact reports that had been released with regards to that proposed new 76ers arena on Market Street. Now, another development, as Camden has made a play for the Sixers for the team to call that city home. And let's bring in KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty. And Mike, Sixers practice facility is already in Camden, so there is obviously a relationship there, a comfort level there. What's being put on the table now by the Garden State?
Yeah, the state wants to bring in the Sixers full time. They want a full size, multi-use, mixed use arena built at the waterfront. And the state is really offering some attractive incentives, financial incentives, to lure the team away from Philadelphia. It looks like $400 million from the Economic Development Authority, but the team would be eligible for two of those grants. So a total of $800 million here is available for the Sixers if they decide to move forward and build that arena in Camden.
Mention the waterfront. Where exactly are we talking?
If you're familiar with the area, the Ben Franklin Bridge, it'll be just north of that. There's a big, giant, vacant space where a state prison used to be. That is owned by the state, so it's available for redevelopment. And Camden Mayor Vic Karstarfin says they have the perfect location for this.
It's exciting to have that conversation. I think it's will be a generational change for Camden. And, you know, the Sixers have been just, they've been incredible partners and community partners.
Is this being pushed by the state of New Jersey, city of Camden, both? Like, who's really the power behind this?
Well, this is more top down than anything else. So sure, Camden would love to have this, but they don't have the power to offer these sort of incentives that are being offered. So this is coming from the state of New Jersey, Governor Murphy's office and his Economic Development Authority. They're the ones pushing for this.
And the $400 million, you said grants, are these like tax incentives? This isn't like a check they would give the team, right?
No, these are tax incentives, and it would be $800 million total. It's a bit of a complicated way to put it, but it's not cash up front. It would be tax incentives and, you know, grants and credits and that sort of thing over a number of years. But the grand total of it is nearly $1 billion.
Have we heard from the 76ers' response to this news?
Yeah, the Sixers sent us a statement saying basically we've been trying for 5 years to build in the area near Chinatown, that Market East Chinatown area. They've been trying to build there for 5 years. They're continuing negotiations with the city, but they say basically the shot clock is ticking here and they want to get something done. They're looking to get this over with and said basically they have to keep their options open if the thing in Philadelphia doesn't work out.
I know there are obviously officials in the city and the state of Pennsylvania that want to keep the Sixers in the city, including Governor Josh Shapiro.
Yeah, Shapiro made an appearance and was asked about it and said something along the lines of the Sixers belong in Philadelphia.
I love the Sixers. They belong in Philadelphia. So I recognize Jersey may want to try and entice them to move across the river, but the Sixers shouldn't go anywhere. They plan to invest their own money in building this arena. They've not asked, nor have I offered any state funding for their arena, nor will I. And I believe that Philadelphia is the exact right place for the Sixers.
He had an interesting point, and I think it sort of illustrates the intentions that the team has here. The team hasn't been asking for tax credits in Philadelphia. They haven't been offered and they haven't asked, as the Shapiro said. They're putting up their own money to do this, which he says is, you know, a sign of their commitment to build in Philadelphia. The incentives are coming from New Jersey, not from Pennsylvania.
Last week, we dug into those impact reports, which were a long time coming and a lot dug into here. We don't have any kind of idea from the New Jersey side. There's just the idea of where this would be, but no feel for what the impact would be on the area, on traffic, stuff like that. It's just basically, this is where we'd like to have it.
Yeah, they haven't dug deep enough into that all yet, but you have to remember that the Walter Rand Transportation Center is in the midst of a $300 million improvement. So I imagine if an arena is going in, you know, not far from that location, there would be all sorts of transit options to get people to and from the arena from Walter Rand. And you can get, you know, you can get over from Philadelphia on the Patco to Walter Rand and probably take a shuttle or the river line. Things would be sort of in place if this goes through. If the team miraculously decides they want to build in Camden, Camden is going to roll out the red carpet and try to make it as easy as possible for people to get to and from the arena.
You mentioned the shot clock was ticking, and a great use of the metaphor there for what we're talking about. There's a lot, though, that still has to happen before anything is finalized, regardless of where the Sixers end up. Remind us, when does the team want to be playing in a new arena, wherever it is by?
Yeah, they say they want to move by the 2031-32 season, so there is plenty of time from now and then, but you have to also think about the construction of these things. It doesn't happen overnight, so they haven't set like a must decide by deadline, but that's the end goal, 2031-32. And I don't know when it would have to happen before then for things to fall into place where they want it, but I assume it's sometime in the near future.
All right. Thank you, Mike. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty joining us. We should also note another wrinkle in this story emerged this week, a story in the Philadelphia Inquirer that Comcast Spectacor has floated a plan to turn the area where the Sixers want to build the arena in the city into a biomedical innovation hub. Of course, Comcast owns the Wells Fargo Center where the Sixers currently play. A lot of moving parts here. Stay tuned. The Week in Philly will continue after this. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.